Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Since 1980, the U.S. territory of Guam has held a straw poll on every election day. And for 32 years, that poll has accurately predicted the next president. Tom Maxidon is news director at Public Radio Guam. The polls are closed in Guam. Do you know the result yet?
We do have a winner. In fact, with 100% of the vote counted, all 67 precincts on Guam, Hillary Rodham Clinton has defeated Donald Trump in the presidential straw poll well over 3-1. It was 22,972 votes for Hillary Clinton and 7,747 votes for Donald Trump.
Now, what about the uniqueness of Guam might disqualify this result as a predictor? And then we'll talk about why it might be a good predictor.
Well, you know, the presidential straw poll has been correct since 1984 in determining the presidential outcome. Of course, we remember the election of 2000. Guam ultimately predicted George W. Bush, even though Al Gore won the popular vote. So I suppose if there were some kind of scenario like that on the mainland, that would possibly potentially throw out this vote. However, I think if you look at the record since 1984, as Guam goes, so goes the nation.
And there's a large contingent of military on Guam, and so you would expect a certain focus on national security. And so this overwhelming vote for Hillary Clinton suggests that some of the trends we've seen on the mainland are playing out.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, I talked to one voter today that was very key to her. She serves in the Guard, and she said, you know, if we're going to have a president who's going to ask us to go to war, per se, we'd like somebody in the White House that is stable. And she told me she just did not feel that Donald Trump was a stable individual. And it terrified her to have his finger on the button, as it were. That's a direct quote.
Now, I don't want to psychoanalyze Guam or anything, but a 3-1 vote for Hillary Clinton suggests, you know, before anyone votes on the mainland, that Guam is saying, hey, folks, no nonsense. Come on.
That could be one takeaway from that number. I honestly am surprised by the number. Our own informal exit polling, this was earlier in the day before the polls closed, was about 2-1 in favor of Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I was personally a little bit surprised by that number. Although the Democratic Party is very strong here on Guam, the GOP has made a lot of gains.
Why do Guam voters participate in this straw poll, knowing that it's not a part of the electoral contest?
I think that's just it. I think it's to send a message to Congress. We do not have a voting member of Congress. We do have a delegate to the United States Congress, but not a voting member to Congress. And so you have United States citizens here on Guam who can vote in their local elections, but cannot vote nationally. And that's a very bitter pill to swallow for residents here. Now, those folks who are in the military, who are still registered in their home districts on the mainland, can send in absentee ballots. But if you're a citizen living on Guam, registered to vote on Guam, you cannot vote on the mainland. So I think it's just a way of saying, hey, we might be a small, tiny island in the Western Pacific, but we deserve equal representation with the rest of the nation. And of course, we're not alone. The other three territories face the same consequences.
In local elections, how does the party fare? How do the parties fare in gubernatorial and legislative races?
Well, it's been kind of interesting the last several years out here. We've had 12 solid years of a GOP candidate in the governor's chair, and the legislature for the last several years has been overwhelmingly Democratic. 10-5 was the split for our legislature, 10 Democrats, 5 Republicans, but 5 total new faces. And I think what's contributing to that is actually a lot of younger voters who were very energized to get out the vote this time around. And that resulted in some of those new faces. The number one takeaway that I got from talking to people was that they simply wanted change.
Well, Tom Maxidon, have a nice sunset there on Guam.
John, you do the same. Thanks.
A few hours away for us. Tom Maxidon is news director at Public Radio Guam.